The place is surrounded by a high, green ridge. The sky is still a mass of grey clouds. The soldiers and I walk down the road, but we don't pass a single person. Everything's very still, not a sound to be heard. Maybe they're all shut up inside their homes, holding their breath, waiting for us to go away. My companions take me to one of the dwellings. Strange thing is, it's the same size and shape as Oshima's cabin, as if one was the model for the other. There's a porch at the front, and on it a chair. The building has a flat roof with a stovepipe sticking out the top. There's a plain single bed in the bedroom, neatly made up. The only differences are that the bedroom and living room are separate from each other, and there's a toilet inside, and the place has electricity. There's even a fridge in the kitchen, a small, old-fashioned model. A light hangs from the ceiling. And there's a TV. A TV. For the time being, you're supposed to stay here till you get settled, the brawny soldier says. It won't be for that long. For the time being. As I said before, time isn't much of a factor here, the tall one says. The other one nods in agreement. Not a factor at all. Where could the electricity be coming from? They look at each other. There's a small wind power station further into the forest, the tall one explains. The wind's always blowing there. Got to have electricity, right? No electricity and you can't use the fridge, the brawny one says. No fridge and you can't keep food for long. You'd manage somehow without it, the tall one says. Though it sure is a nice thing to have. If you get hungry, the brawny one adds, help yourself to whatever's in the fridge. There isn't much, I'm afraid. There's no meat here, no fish, coffee or spirits, the tall one says. It's hard at first, but you get used to it. But you do have eggs and cheese and milk, the brawny soldier says. Gotta have your protein, right? They don't make those other things here, the tall one explains. So you have to go somewhere else to get them and swap something for them. Somewhere else? The tall one nods. That's right. We're not cut off from the world here. There is a somewhere else. It might take a while, but you'll understand. Someone will be along in the evening to make dinner for you, the brawny soldier says. If you get bored before then, you can watch TV. They have shows on the TV. Well, I don't know what's on, the tall one replies, a bit flustered. He tilts his head and looks at his companion. His brawny friend tilts his head too, a doubtful look on his face. To be honest with you, I don't know much about TV. I've never watched it. They put the TV in for people who've just come here, the tall one says. But you should be able to watch something, the brawny one says. Just rest for a while, the tall one says. We have to get back to our post. Thanks for bringing me here. No problem, the brawny one says. You have much stronger legs than the others we've brought here. Lots of people can't keep up. Some we even have to carry on our backs. So you were one of the easy ones. If memory serves, the tall soldier says, you said there's somebody you want to see here. That's right. I'm sure you'll meet whoever that is before long, he says, nodding a couple of times for emphasis. It's a small world here. I hope you get used to it soon, the brawny soldier says. Once you get used to it, the rest is easy, the tall soldier adds. I really appreciate it. The two of them stand at attention and salute, then shoulder their rifles and set off, walking quickly down the road back towards their post. They must guard the entrance there day and night.